This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Ouch. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Hey, hope you had a great weekend. Enjoyed yourself tremendously. This is it. Got to the last, 24 maybe? Yeah, 24 hours. Between 24 and 40 hours, whatever. Depends on where you are and how much you're working, how hard you're working. And hopefully, God, please, here I go, I'm going to jump right in. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Well, you know what I want you to do? Get off the TV set and get involved in the election. You know what I mean? And get involved to the point where you're calling, you're walking, too late to send postcards now. Let your friends, loved ones, unloved ones, let them know who you're voting for and why. Why are you voting for Joe Messina, Frank Smith, Donald Trump, whatever? And get engaged. And again, don't vote. You know, I got to tell you something. A woman that I see on a regular basis at a business I frequent, she is a lifelong Democrat. And she has been listening to me for years say, look, you don't waste your vote. And the way you don't waste your vote is not just to check off every box because you don't want to waste your vote, you know, on the ballot. Get informed. If you don't have time to get informed, your vote is wasted when you start checking off boxes because you don't want to not vote. And it's great, because what she said to me today was, I ran down the whole ballot, and at first I voted for everything I knew, you know, things I knew about. She said, then I went back, and if I was just confused and I didn't know, I didn't vote. Now, you know what? God bless you. Now, she may not have voted the way I wanted her to on the ones she did. But think about something. She came that much closer to using her brain cells to vote. She came that much closer. She listened. Oh, my God. She listened to a conservative Republican and did not check the boxes off because she got the mail that said, oh, this prop is good for you. And you don't know the difference. It may take you a while, and it's irritating because it takes so long, and I get all of that. But you never know who you influence, do you? You never know who you might get to vote properly, depending on what you think.
Need to manually start Facebook.
Huh?
Manually start Facebook.
Okay. Well, I mean, seriously, when you think about how this takes place, I mean, what it takes to make this happen, really happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And so anyway, what's her name? Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. And Kimberly, you know, God bless her. She is, at this point, she is bouncing off the walls, which is a good thing. I don't have a problem with that. Because I can only imagine what she's going to be. Let's find out who's she going to tackle tomorrow night. Can you imagine if you go into her booth uninformed? That would be great. But seriously, obviously on a more serious note, you really have to get engaged, informed. You really have to understand who. Well, in California we have propositions, right? And the propositions are all about issues that are going on in the state. Like, we're going to repeal the gas tax here. Well, I'm hoping we repeal the gas tax. How's that? That would be really nice. But the way we do that, the way we... Well, see, I'm contradicting myself all over the place. Because the way we do that here in California is through propositions. We give people the power, but we have no power. You know, when we give people the power through the propositions and they vote on them, the legislature seems to find a way to turn those around. Isn't that wonderful? Jerks. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved. You know, should I hit this story or not? Didn't want to, but I will anyway. Justice, you know, this is from the group that says, you know, we shouldn't be violent. Well, actually, that changed their mind on that one, too. God, every story I want to do is like the opposite now. Sotomayor said that to her fellow Supreme Court justice comments sometimes left her wanting to dispense rough justice with sporting equipment. She said, there are things that he would say to me, and we all know she's talking about Scalia. Right? There are things that he would say to me or said on the bench where if I had had a baseball bat, I might have used it. The Bronx-born judge said her late colleague Antonin Scalia was a longtime leader of the court's conservative wing, often on the opposite side of Sotomayor on issues such as gay marriage or affirmative action after she was appointed by President Obama in 2009. Though she disagreed with him often, much of the justice's speech to the University of Minnesota crowd on Monday dealt with the need for opposing views to work together. She said, if we lost anything, it's remembering that the differences don't stand necessarily on ill will. We just come from it from a different perspective. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Guess who's coming on after this? That's right, Kimberly Marin joins us. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
But truly being part of the conversation. You know, I always enjoy very much when she's on, because then I don't have to do any work. I just sit back and let her go. You know what I'm saying? Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. And this week, she's especially wound up. Right, Kimberly?
Oh, my God. I can't even take it. Can't even take it. Well, I can't wait till tomorrow's over.
This is like the culmination of many years of dating, and then you go ahead and get married. I mean, it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
It depends. I guess.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if the marriage works out or not.
Oh, God. Thank you for that. No, it's really fun. I'm watching what's going on across the country. You know, I'm sorry. I believe them to be fake polls, okay? These fake polls that are up everywhere trying to make us believe that, you know, we don't stand a chance or the point spread is widened. I'm telling you,
I do
not believe for a second we're going to lose these as many seats as they say we're going to.
So there was a poll in New Hampshire, and this pollster, it's UNH, and they oversampled Democrats by at least 10% or more, and undersampled independents by like 20%. So they completely made it look like the Dems, it's in heat with the governor's race, which we all believe is doubtful because they're... The Democrat running is horrible. So, yeah, these polls, I mean, you can look at it and see it's oversampled and undersampled. Why are you even publishing that?
Because they need us to believe, or they need to get us to believe that we don't stand a chance. And so that way there, we won't go out and vote, we won't go out and fight, right? I mean, think about it.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. She went away. She hit the mute button again. Especially when she says, I'm going to tell you something. Then you know. Anyway, I'll tell you something while we're waiting for her to come back and tell us something. You know, seriously, as you look at the polls in your area, as you reach out to your friends, you want to make sure, don't let the Maronis, okay, tell you what to do or how to do. Don't do it. Right, you know what's going on in your area. You've reached out to your friends. You know what's happening. And then that way there, it won't slow you down from voting how you know you should vote. Do your homework, like I said earlier. We are on the air in about 48 different states or 48 different areas. I can't keep up with all of you.
Hello?
Hello, you there?
Oh, I don't know what happened. It got disconnected somehow. Right when I was telling you a great story.
Well, you started with, let me tell you something, then you were gone.
No, sir.
So I told them something.
Now I'll tell you.
You go ahead. You tell me.
Well, I did tell it to you. You just didn't hear it. My sister told me yesterday that my brother-in-law will never vote for an expletive Democrat again.
Ooh.
I can't repeat the expletive because it violates the FCC rules. And this is the guy who voted for Obama twice.
Wow. What was his reasoning?
He was...
Finally.
I think the Kavanaugh hearings are what pushed him over the edge.
Wow.
He's done. He's totally done. And this... I think he might have liked Bernie Sanders before even, but he's done. I was like... And it had nothing to do with me. He's not even on my Facebook page, and I don't see him that often to try to influence him. So this is someone who is an independent, totally came up with this on his own. And as you already know, as an independent who never voted based on candidate, I'm voting Republican all down ballot tomorrow because of the Kavanaugh hearings.
So you believe, like I do, you believe that that hearing has had some major impact on moderate Democrats.
I think it has. I honestly think it has. And it's not just that. It's everything else, too. I mean, for 2 years, Democrats, they donned pink, stupid hats on their heads, right? They dressed up in stupid handmade... I mean, they just made fools of themselves, screamed and yelled, supported Antifa for being violent. What exactly have they done?
Well, you know, listen,
so
they've
it's
had
a culmination,
2 years.
I think.
They've had
two years.
To go out and make their case, if you would, push their case, and they've done nothing. They've not gone out there and done anything other than tell us how bad Trump is, tell us how bad the people around him are, how much Pence sucks.
And not only that, Joe, but they are saying, and I don't know. Well, your state, it doesn't really matter.
No, we're done.
But in my state, they're saying they're going to increase taxes. They're saying they're going to push gun control. They're saying they're going to put more entitlement programs into place. They are saying all this stuff, and it's the exact opposite of what a majority of people want.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen in New Hampshire. They've spent a ton of money here. and this is why I have to. I am going to be standing at the polls for the first time ever tomorrow, ever. And I'm going to have a sign, one sign that says, remember Brett Kavanaugh, vote Republican. No, remember what Democrats did to Brett Kavanaugh, vote Republican.
Yeah.
And my other sign is, jobs, not mobs. Vote Republican 2018. And then the other one, it's just about a state rep who's a woman running who's a gun control extremist. So I just got to point that out to people. They're going to be flipped out tomorrow when they see me.
Oh, you're just gonna be off in everybody's faces, aren't you?
No, I'm just going to be standing there. I'm not going to say anything. They're going to be up in my face because that's how they roll. But to bring it. But this is my point, Joe. I've never done this before. Ever, ever, ever. Right. I did a sign wave for two friends who are candidates recently. I've never done that. I have no time for any of that. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to stand at the polls all day tomorrow. I'm going to, because that's how important I think this election is.
Gone again. You know what it is? I don't even know what it is. I have no idea, but it's okay. No, but you know what? She's right. I mean, since she's been coming on the show, since she's been doing this with me, she has never, ever even suggested she was going to vote Republican or all Republican or whatever. She's always voted for the best person for the job, and I got to give her credit. This time here, she truly has had it. And I don't blame her. Look, over the last couple of days, I've talked to a lot of Democrats, and I mean a lot. And in talking with them, they're all the same. They're tired of their party. They don't know where their party went. They've had 2 years to lay a message down. There is no message. You know, there's no message for them to line up with. They're not even on the same page when you hear them talk. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. I think Kimberly will be on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mateen here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God Said, Man Said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God Said, Man Said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know how-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Midterm mania. It's down to the wire for Republicans and Democrats as the midterm election quickly approaches. President Trump on the road in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You will be making a simple choice. A vote for Republicans is a vote to continue our extraordinary prosperity.
Now, the president at a Make America Great Again rally for Republican Mike Braun, who's running against incumbent Indiana Senator Democrat Joe Donnelly.
He will be a great new senator to work along with Todd. A vote for Mike Braun is a vote to keep your jobs going, to keep your wages going up.
As for Republican Mike Braun, he tells the crowd,
do this for me. Family and friends, get them out to vote. Help me send Joe Donnelly to the early retirement he deserves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Strolling music. But I don't want you to calm down. I want you to stay going nuts for tomorrow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring her right back in. Kimberly Moran joins me. Yes, she's back this time. And I know we cut you off. And said, hey, do you know somebody actually told me today that I wear a drab shirt? I mean, I'm not colorful enough. My shirts don't match my personality.
What?
Why is she laughing at me?
What? Who did, Tammy?
Tammy's laughing, and you're going to start on me too, aren't you?
Well, I like it when you wear your mob shirts.
Oh, my mob shirt?
Yeah, you know, the ones that have the stripes?
Yes.
That's what I call them.
Oh, God. Anyway, where were we? I forgot what I was talking about. Thanks a lot. All right.
See oh, what no, we you, do to you?
Talking about, yeah, I know, you guys make me nuts. You hit me from both sides. Then I really don't know what's going on. So, what's your expectation tomorrow for New Hampshire?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Really? I really?
What do I call you for?
Okay. Hey, I heard Ann Coulter on a local radio show today, and she didn't know it was going to happen tomorrow either, so I don't want to hear it.
Oh.
So I think we're going to keep the Senate. In New Hampshire, it'll stay red. We're going to keep the governorship. I don't know about the House.
Really?
Democrats have been spending a ton of money in this state. Like, the only reason I'm getting involved, one of the reasons I'm getting involved in this, got involved in this election was because in my local town, which is always solid red, I never had to worry about it before. Either Democrats wouldn't bother running, or they'd run these halfwits who nobody was going to vote for. But this time they got a guy running for New Hampshire Senate who was endorsed by Obama, and he's in an empty suit just like Obama. And they have a woman that was endorsed by Michael Bloomberg. You know how well that goes over with me. She's the one I'm holding a sign saying gun control extremists at the polls tomorrow. Because she lied. They all lied to voters' faces recently at a candidate night. So I don't know what's going to happen. So they have all these people shipping up people from Massachusetts to
vote.
Help canvass. And I don't know who knows if they'll vote because they can.
Yeah, what is it? You guys have this really weird rule that if you're going to move to New Hampshire within the next 6 months, you can vote.
Something stupid like that, right? It is something stupid. Yeah, you can establish voting residency if you have an address, but they use flop houses. You know, Democrats have been caught with 20 people using their address as, oh, I live here. Kid you not.
I don't know
what's going to happen.
So speaking of Bloomberg, okay, Bloomberg has put $4.5 million in a local race of mine here, okay?
And in California?
Yeah, in California. Oh, no, you know, they're running around trying to get anybody they can. So, you know, for the Democrats, this is going to frost you. For the Democrats, this is the year of the woman, right? So if you're a female, they're running you. They're telling people how great you are. And I won't mention her name because I don't know if I can or can't. But in my area, she's 30 years old. She's running for Congress. What has she been out of college? 4 years? This is somebody you want making decisions, life and death decisions. You know as well as I do, she won't be making any of her own decisions. Pelosi will be making her decisions.
Joe, we have one of those too.
You do? Oh.
Yes. She's a total nitwit. I bagged her today. She took a picture and posted on Facebook of a sign, and I'm like, is that sign even legal? Somebody complained, and a couple hours later, the police department took it down because it didn't have the proper stuff writing on it.
Right. No.
She's a total nitwit.
At 30 years old, can you make life and death decisions? At 30 years old, have you been through enough in life? I mean, she's never owned her own business. She's never really, you know, the job that she had. Go ahead.
Okay. It depends, okay? Because I had a child then, so I would hope I could make life and death decisions.
All right, now wait a minute. You and I both know people who had children. They had no business having children at, 25,
what are you trying to say?
30. I'm not talking about you. I'm looking up at the sky and not looking at your picture or anything.
I should have never had four either.
You're taking them away from me. Just ask a Dem. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right? No, you're right. Some of these people that are running, I don't even know why they're running. Even this guy that's running to try to be my New Hampshire senator, he's like, I think he's 36 years old. But he's I can't say that word on the air.
No, you can't.
I can say jackass, right?
Jack wagon.
Well,
Jack? Well, you already said it. It's not like you...
But he's way worse than that. But he's so bad, he can't even speak to policy. All he did was regurgitate about himself at a meeting. But these are the kind of people they're running. Who's going to vote for people that can't even respond intelligently to policy question? Oh, wait, yeah, Democrats will.
People who vote letter. People who vote D or R. Those are the only people that will vote for those. You know, we got to convince them to do their homework. That's what we really have to do. And I think that just by constantly browbeating them, constantly beating on them, it doesn't help. It's like I was telling a story in the first segment of somebody that I do business with on a regular basis, or I see on a regular basis. She's a lifelong Democrat, and this is the first time she didn't check boxes off the check boxes. She's been listening to me over the years say, look, you do waste a vote when you put a check in a box and you don't know anything about it. That's a wasted vote. And she agreed with me this time. So I may not have gotten her to vote Republican, but I did get her to pay attention, and I actually get her to vote on some of the propositions the way I think you should vote. Because she's not going to trust me. And I think that's how it goes. That's the way we get it done, you know?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And you know, a lot of times to Democrats, like, I posted a story that the guy running from New Hampshire Senate, well, he just might not be eligible. And so all these people are all flipping out. I'm like, what isn't true with what I wrote? It's his own words. It's not mine.
Right.
And they don't get it. It's like, no, you're just bad. You're bad. You're a Republican pretending to be an independent. What? What are you talking about? So just people are, especially on the left, are insane. And I'm telling you out there, whoever is listening, get out and vote. Because if you don't, do you really want the lunatics taking over the asylum? Because that's what's going to happen. On your local level, on the federal level,
yep.
Get out and vote. Grab people by the hand and bring them to vote as well. This is super, super important. I have never felt, not even in 2016, that there was a more important election than now.
No, you weren't. And people can go back and listen to the shows. You were not a big fan of Trump. You didn't have this kind of enthusiasm. And now you and others like you.
I didn't vote for Trump.
Well, I know you didn't. I get it. Every time I mentioned your name back then, you were like,
No. But this time, it wouldn't be such a big deal if Democrats hadn't shifted even further to the left and just acted like complete lunatics. They're mentally deranged, okay? And I'm not saying this about all Democrats, because I know some good Democrats who are disgusted as well.
Right.
But elected leaders, I mean, just the Kavanaugh hearings really was just like the whole 2 years in one set of couple of days, honestly. And it was a culmination of it.
But like you said, and I agree, you know, two years of nothing but fighting.
2 years.
2 years of not laying down. Look, they had all these people in the middle of the country that they could have gone after, that they could have, swept up those crumbs off the floor, made another loaf of bread, I don't know, whatever. But they could have been working on those people. No, they haven't. What they've been doing is they've been putting down and fighting Trump around every corner, and I don't know. It's amazing to me how when Obama got in office, they told us that if we wished him bad, then we were wishing bad on the country, and that wasn't the right thing to do. However, that's all they've been doing for 2 years. That's all they've been doing.
I know, and it's you. They just. I don't understand. To be honest, Joe, I understand how some people are going to vote because they think it's a referendum on Trump. I get that.
Right.
That's just a no-brainer, right? Those people, they're resist crowd, whatever. But I don't get how any independent or a reasonable, normal Democrat is going to vote for the Democrat Party, because they literally have done nothing to say, hey, vote for me. They've done nothing. They're going to increase tax, all the things I talked about before. Yeah. They're going to do all the things to make things worse. Look, when Obama was in charge, we had 50-year highest poverty rate in 50 years,
right.
Record number of people on food stamps, record number of people out of the workforce. That's reversing now.
Oh, yeah.
That's being changed.
Big time. All right, listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We'll still have Kimberly on the other side of the break. She's still holding on here, so that works out well. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. That was it, Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855. All the classic movies would be gone if we had to live by today's political correctness. Marx Brothers, gone. Stooges, gone. All in the Family. What a waste that would have been to have that go away. You know, just craziness. And the only thing that would stand is Modern Family. And even that's been toned down because, you know, political correctness. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, so we can deal with the asinine issues of the day. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a lot. Now, you're going to have a whole bunch of fun tomorrow night, aren't you? I know you are.
Oh, my God.
Come on, let's be honest. You're going to love it, especially if there's a red wave. If there's a red wave Forget about it. Won't be able to, no way to hold you down. You're not going to work on Wednesday, are you?
Or Thursday. No.
Oh, you got to call.
Oh, if there's a red wave, if there's a red wave tomorrow, oh, no. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You know, but one of the things I talk about, I have a chapter in that book I wrote, you know, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Why do they have to cheat to win? That's one of the chapters. And think about this. I wrote this in 2016, right? I showed you pictures of what's going on in Texas where they're giving out voter cards or voter guides at churches. And at first it was Ted Cruz. He was the one reaching out to churches and doing it. And then somehow one that looks almost just like it shows up at the churches. But it was put out by Beto O'Rourke. So... and how is O'Rourke a Hispanic name? But that's beside the point. Anyway, the don't say it. Be nice. Okay. But they have these. They have. They're listing different things that they stand on. Your religious liberties, you know, on Cruz's as he supports it. O'Rourke doesn't. He opposes it. And it goes down. And it gets to something as simple, or one of the things as simple as right to life. And it shows Cruz supports right to life. And Beto opposes it. That's on Cruz's card. When you get to Beto's card, I mean, you've got to be a moron not to know this. It has Cruz opposes right to life, and Beto supports it. Now, the problem with this is my wife and I have tried to, let's say, register people at churches. And I am amazed at the ignorance of those people, or some of those people, I'll put it that way, when it comes to knowing who stands for the right to life and who doesn't. It's just amazing to me. But stuff like this, I mean, this is out-and-out fraud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we agree.
But that's... Okay. So here's... This is one of the things I have a problem with. Democrats lie. That's all they do. They lie to your faces. They lie in their mailers. They lie in their commercials. They lie about their own policies. They lie about Republican policies. Democrats lie because they know that if anyone actually knew the truth about their policies or their opponents, they would never get voted in. So they lie. And then they have to cheat on top of it because enough people actually do pay attention. That's what they do. Look, in 2008, when I didn't know the truth about Democrats or politics in general, I didn't know anything about it. When I found out how badly Democrats had been lying about everything over time after doing research, I was not happy. And that's one of the things that disgusts me the most about Democrats is they always, always lie. Constantly, continuously lie. Because they're so horrible that they wouldn't get votes if they told the truth about, yes, our policies are going to raise your taxes, create a new entitlement program, give money to illegals, or let illegals come in freely, et cetera, et cetera. They don't tell you that stuff because no one will vote for them, especially indies.
Well, that's,
am I right?
Yeah. Listen, it's a constant twist on the conversation. Okay? I mean, a constant twist on titles. Matter of fact, if Prop 6, which is the gas tax repeal here in California, goes sideways and it doesn't pass, you're going to see a lawsuit. And the reason you're going to see a lawsuit is the Attorney General of the state of California decides what the titles are for these propositions. Okay? And the way they wrote it, the way they wrote the title, the way they wrote the way they wrote the description, it sounds like you have to vote no on it. In order for it to be, right, exactly. No, you have to vote yes. And so I think I truly believe you're going to see a court battle on this one if it goes down. You know, but why? Why not just allow people to vote and understand what the proposition is in plain and simple English? If you vote yes, then you repeal the gas taxes that were added last year by the legislature. If you vote no, then you keep it. And guess what? For you eco-freaks, think of all the ink you save not publishing all those lies.
Right? They don't care about saving the environment when it comes to pushing their own propaganda.
Yeah.
No, this is it exactly. They try to confuse people. They don't quite explain the truth. They want to pass family medical leave here, but they don't tell people that it's an income tax. So, you know, that's partly my job. What I do is spread the truth. But they just don't admit it. And, of course, the media is lame. The mainstream media, they don't question it. Well, isn't this an income tax? It's a real simple question. Ask it.
So how are the Democrats in your area fighting? Look, how do you sell people? Hiring is up, right? Wages are up. They're rising faster than they have in decades. Last week it was a job blowout with over 250,000 jobs, you know, added to the bottom line. How do you sell that? How are they going to
push back
on that?
Joe, this is how they sell it. We want an economy that works for everyone. Who's it not working for? Oh, some people have to work two or three jobs. People who are working two or three jobs are doing that by choice, not because they have to, because there are more jobs than workers in New Hampshire. Well, and they cite bogus stats. The woman running for governor had a guy on there trying to say, I needed family medical leave. My wife was dying, blah, blah, blah. Turns out the guy did get family medical leave, and he got even more than his boss, his company normally allowed because his boss felt bad for him.
Yeah.
He lied.
No.
They all lie.
Well, speaking of lying,
and
I'm going to go into depth on some of these stories in the next hour, but, you know, have you seen what's going on with the Kavanaugh accusers? Now, see, they were all over me for victim shaming, so I want to see what they do now. I mean, now the quote-unquote victims are coming forward saying, I lied. I didn't even meet him.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. What kind of deranged person does that?
But you as a woman, do you understand how much now you've taken the punch away from that word sexual assault? They've done the same thing with racism.
Yeah, they hurt. Yep.
Right?
Yeah, oh yeah. They actually hurt true survivors of sexual assault by posting all these bogus ones and making these false accusations. They are horrifying people, and yes, they did the same thing with racism under Obama. I can't even tell you. I wish I had a dollar for every time I was called a racist by left-wingers for simply disagreeing with Obama. I'd be a multi-billionaire.
They can't even tell you. They can't give you a description or slash meaning of the word. That's what makes me nuts. They don't know what fascism means. They don't know what, you know, what racism means. None of that stuff yet. They throw it out.
Oh no, it gets even better. In New Hampshire, I called out Democrats for their policy. They happen to be gay. I'm suddenly a bigot and a homophobe. What? I wasn't mentioning anything about their sexual orientation. I don't care.
They do that to Xander all the time, and I love it. He'll call out a gay couple or a gay organization. He's gay himself, and then they call him homophobic, and he just goes, this is why they're lunatics. This is why
he was actually involved in that part of that. He's like, I'm gay. I disagree with you. Does that make me a homophobe? So what happens to me? Do I go off to Narnia now? It was hilarious. It was awesome. But they didn't respond to him.
Oh,
I'm like, how do you even think you're doing anything like this? So you know what I've been doing? I've just been retweeting any nasty comments like that on Twitter, and I say, this is today's Democrat Party. Today's Democrat Party when they say that kind of stuff.
To show you how disingenuous. Oh, go ahead. No.
No, they're insane.
Oh, yeah. Look at, in running for office up here, I've been getting endorsements from a lot of people, so I've been running them on Facebook and what they say. So the left immediately attacks my ads, right away, you know, two thieves supporting each other, two this, two that, two bigots, two racists, the whole nine yards. However, one of the people that endorsed me is an African-American female. Not one negative comment. And I'm
really?
A racist.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right? Think about that.
Yep.
Let's give that some thought. And she said some really kind words about me, but it's a joke. It's not real. Okay, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at the polls tomorrow holding signs. No. New Hampshire Political Buzz, Conservative IND on Twitter, and GraniteRock.com. Vote, 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 vote red. Vote Republican. You cannot let these lunatics win and gain control. Democrats should never have control anywhere in any part of government again.
That's a public service announcement from Kimberly Moran. But it doesn't reflect, it does not reflect her own opinions. Many listening and the host as well. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up in the next hour. A lot of fake stuff coming out you need to know about. We'll be back in a few minutes.